All right. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Back for another hour of filling all of your ugly rock needs. We do every Monday from 8 till 9. Yeah. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm super, super excited about it. There's a ton of great new stuff that I want to play. Yeah, it's just, I've been saying this every week, and it just, it's true. It's truer every week. The amount of great music that's been coming out lately is staggering. It's overwhelming, really. It really is. I mean, stop it already. Like, enough is enough, you know. No. Please don't stop. Please. We're going to start things off with a bit of some post-punk type stuff, I guess you want to call it. I'm really bad with genres. I love trying to pigeonhole music because I'm that way mentally. I like to categorize things just so I can organize and sort them and find a place for them, I guess. And so I like to come up with genre labels and combine genres and cross thread them. And I'm never sure if I'm actually like on the ball or, you know, like on point with it. What I think may sound like one type of genre, as someone will tell me, it's like, oh, this sounds like this. And it's like, I didn't even hear that in there, you know? And so what I think is post-punk is what we're going to play in this first set. We're going to start things off, with All the Saints. I played them last week and I can't get enough of this album. So I want to start the show off right. So, This album came out last year, and I wish I would have heard it last year because it would have been on my top 10 records of 2019. But unfortunately, I only heard it a couple weeks ago. So nonetheless, I'm just going to play the bejeebus out of it. The track we're going to hear is called Feeders. It's from their third album called Look Like You're Going Somewhere. It was released on Chunklet Records. And yeah, this just blows me away every time. Here we go. This is All the Saints on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
See you at the Boogie.
All right, we're back. This is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, stations 101.5 UMFM. That was, before the commercial, Toronto Blessings out of the UK, not from Toronto. It's a weird name. Why? I don't understand. The name of the song was Survival Techniques. That was from the album Asleep, came out last year. The Undecidable before that, who actually are from Toronto. The track was called Tell Me Everything from their 2017 album, Still Not Understood. That's basically actually a one-man band featuring Paul Wolischki. He plays all the instruments, and I think that's really the only thing I've ever been able to find by this project. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see some more. It's a good, solid album. Go check it out. You can find it on Bandcamp. I think it's Pay What You Want, so if you're into that kind of thing. And All the Saints started the set off with Feeders from their phenomenal album, Look Like You're Going Somewhere. Yeah. All right. So up next here, I got a brand new track to play. Band's called Red Mass, and This came across my desk earlier this week through an email, actually. Someone contacted me and turned me on to these guys. They're from Montreal, and it's like a garage punk ensemble, if that's a thing. And it features some pretty impressive players. Mike Watt is featured on the album, Rick Froberg from Drive Like Jehu, King Khan. There's members of the Black Lips involved in this, and yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. It's the album's called A Hopeless Noise. I think it's coming out sometime in the next couple of months, maybe. It'll be released on Indica Records, and yeah, we're gonna they categorized it as garage punk, but there's some stuff that's kind of really all over the place. This first song we're going to play is a little mellower than you would expect from garage punk, but this was the song that turned my ear first. So that's what I'm going to play, because it's my show. I do what I want. So you don't like it, stay tuned in anyways. I don't know what else to tell you. Anyways, okay, so here we go. This is Red Mass. This is a track called Howl on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Returning to Winnipeg to play the West End Cultural Center, William Prince brings his sophomore album Reliever to the stage on Friday, February 14th, 2020. Following up on the award-winning Earthly Days is no small feat, but Reliever delivers a powerful collection of tunes from one of the best storytellers working in music. Advance tickets for this special Valentine's Day show are $35 plus fees and are available now at all Ticketmaster outlets, so don't delay and get yours now to experience the intimate, magical experience that is William Prince Live. Here all year. William Prince's Reliever release show at the West End Cultural Center on Friday, February 14th, presented by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, we're back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard, what was that, the Swellheads out of St. John's, Newfoundland. That was a track called Set Me Up from their 2019 self-titled album. Man, that's some noisy garage rock. That's just the way I like it. Yeah, Destination Lonely out of Switzerland. That's from their upcoming album, Nervous Breakdown. That'll be released on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Track was called Day by Day. Some more just noisy trash rock. That is actually that whole album is probably some of the best trash rock I've heard in a long time. Red Mass started the set off with Howl from their upcoming album A Hopeless Noise. Like I said earlier, released on Indica Records. Those guys out of Montreal. Yeah, so. We got up next here, Psychic Void out of Windsor, Ontario. Okay, that's what I'm going to play next. I'm a little confused here. I thought I had something else queued up, but nope, that's what's going on next. These guys out of Windsor, Ontario, they released their album Skeleton Paradise last year on Vanilla Box Records. We're going to hear the track called Bone Shaker, and it truly is a bone shaker, so hold them bones tight. Here we go. This is Psychic Void on Assorted Hour.
Time to run, I can't heal. Rain around me. it's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard a couple of brand new tracks by a couple of Toronto bands. Great stuff. This is Bad Waitress. We heard just before that commercial with their brand new single, That Sedative. That comes after their EP, Party Bangers Volume 1, that was put out a couple years ago. So hopefully we're gonna see some more stuff from those guys, because I really dig that. And The Starved before that, with the track was called Tattered Kill. I haven't heard anything from this band since the Pretty Liar EP was put out in 2015. I was afraid that they'd maybe gone on hiatus or it was a pleasant surprise to see that they got a couple of new singles out right now. I think the other one is called Robots or something like that. There's a video for that one too. Check that out. It's pretty cool. This Tattered Kill song, that's easily my favorite thing they've done so far, and really looking forward to what's next down the pipeline. We started the set off with Psychic Void. The track was called Bone Shaker off Skeleton Paradise, released last year. Yeah, that was a great set. I really like the way those three songs came together. It fit well. Yeah, it's always, I don't know, that's one of my greatest joys in life is like making a mixtape and having all the songs, you know, flow seamlessly. And it's I strive for it, and yeah, maybe I'm weird like that, but it's one of the greatest joys of my life. Oh man. So coming up next here, not a very brand new track, but it's new to me. Band out of Nashville called Husband Stitch had a EP out a few years back, and I just realized that they put out a split with a band called Null, and I really, really dug their EP. It was one of my favorite things that was released the year it was released. I can't remember if it was like 2017 or 2018 or something like that. So then I found out that they did a split. There's only two songs on it, but it's great nonetheless. We're going to hear Sincere Ignorance. This is Husband Stitch on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
right. Well, that took me by surprise. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And we're just about out of time here. Yeah, I'm seriously out of time. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to play everything I wanted to, but that's too bad. All right. So we just heard The Quivers out of Calgary. Track was called Be True. Man, that's a noisy one, eh? That was from the album Nice to Meet You, put out on Transistor 66 Records. Yay! Peeling before that from Toronto. Man, a lot of Canadian bands on the set list tonight. Liking that. That was Rattlesnake from 7 Years of Blood EP, put out by Buzz Records. And Husband Stitch with Sincere Ignorance from their split with Null. All right, so going to leave things off here with some Milk Bath out of Detroit, some Casual Burn out of Philadelphia, and a couple of hardcore tracks from California if we got a chance. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I'll be back next week. Stay tuned for this, that, and the other thing if he's around. Yeah, and have a great week.
Pits, locks, and neighbors. Now it's just a screen.